Hola, buenos días, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté muy bien. I hope everything's very well today. It's lesson 73 of Coffee Break Spanish, and in this lesson, we're going to be looking at a new tense. We're still with Andrew and María José, and they're going to be talking about birthdays. And within this context of birthdays, we'll learn to conjugate the future tense. I hope you find this lesson useful. So it seems that this week, Andrew has been asked for his Spanish class to prepare a dialogue about birthdays. So he's practicing with María José. And while you're listening to the dialogue, I'd like you to try and pick out three pieces of information. Firstly, when is María José's birthday? Secondly, what presents did she get at her most recent birthday? And finally, why can't María José celebrate Andrew's birthday with him? ¿Cuándo es tu cumpleaños?
Mi cumpleaños es el 18 de marzo.
Y dime, para celebrar tu cumpleaños, ¿qué te gusta hacer?
Normalmente me gusta ver a mi familia y a mis amigos. Comemos mucha tarta de cumpleaños y después abro mis regalos.
Tu último cumpleaños, ¿qué recibiste como regalo?
Recibí un CD, unos zapatos, un libro y dos entradas al teatro.
¡Qué bien!
Ahora tú, ¿cuándo es tu cumpleaños?
Mi cumpleaños es la semana que viene. Es el 20 de agosto.
¡Qué bien! ¿Y qué vas a hacer?
Voy a celebrar mi cumpleaños con mis dos amigos. No tenemos clase y por eso vamos a ir a la playa.
Oye, hará mucho calor, ¿sabes?
Sí, lo sé, pero lo pasaremos muy bien. ¿Quieres venir tú también?
Lo siento. La semana que viene estaré en Sevilla para la boda de mi prima.
Pues quizás otro día.
Sí, volveré el sábado, que es el día 23. Así que podremos ir a la playa juntos el domingo.
¡Perfecto! So, Cara, did you pick up when María José's birthday is?
Yeah, it was the 18th of March.
That's right. She said, mi cumpleaños es el 18 de marzo. Now, what presents did she get at her most recent birthday? I'll remind you of this just in case you've forgotten. She said, recibí un CD, unos zapatos, un libro y dos entradas al teatro.
She got a CD, some shoes, a book, and theatre tickets.
That's it. Recibí un CD, a CD, unos zapatos, some shoes, probably two, I would imagine, un libro, y dos entradas al teatro. Una entrada is the word literally for an entrance, but it means here a ticket, obviously. Dos entradas al teatro. Now, finally, the other question was, why can't María José celebrate Andrew's birthday with him? Did you pick up anything there?
She's going to Sevilla.
To Seville.
To Seville. To her cousin's boda. I don't know what that is.
Okay, you've picked up the word prima, which means cousin. And it's la boda de mi prima. Mi prima se casa. Okay, casarse means to get married, so la boda is the wedding. Okay?
Okay, so she's going to her cousin's wedding in Seville.
Exactly. She says, estaré en Sevilla. I will be in Seville. We'll come back to that later. Para la boda de mi prima, for the wedding of my cousin. Okay, now there are some points I'd like to pick up in this dialogue, obviously. The first of these is when she said, normalmente me gusta ver a mi familia y a mis amigos. What does that mean?
Normally, she likes to see her family and friends.
Yeah, exactly. Ver a mi familia. Ver a mis amigos. Now, to see my family, you would think that would normally be translated as ver mi familia. And to see my friends, ver mis amigos. However, because the object of the sentence here, the thing that she is seeing, is a person, or our people, in the case of mi familia, you have to use this special a in there. And that's called the personal a in Spanish. You would say, veo a Jorge. I see Jorge. Anoche vi a Marta. Last night I saw Marta. But you need that a in there because the thing or the object that you're seeing is a person. If the object was a thing, then you could say vi el autobús. I saw the bus. Vi la casa. I saw the house. However, I saw my cousin, you would say.
Vi a mi prima.
Vi a mi prima. I saw Diego.
Vi a Diego.
Exactly. You need that personal a in there. And that's in any situation where the object is a person, is a real person. We'll come back to that in future lessons, but I thought it would be worth mentioning because Maria Jose had said that in the dialogue.
Mark, can I ask a question about the personal a?
Mm-hmm. As long as it's not too difficult.
Say it was an animal that was a pet and you were calling it by its name, would you use the personal a?
That is a very, very good question. Yeah. When you're talking about animals that are kind of seen as pets, then there's a tendency to use the a. So if you were to say, ven a ver a Fido, mi perro, come and see Fido, my dog, then you would use the a. So come and see, ven a ver a Fido. Okay, not many Spanish dogs will be called Fido, but anyway, if you are talking about the dog or the chicken, like we eat chicken, then it would be comemos pollo.
Okay,
it would not be comemos a pollo, we eat our little pet chicken or whatever. That's getting a little too complicated, but basically if it's a pet and you're referring to it by name, then you would use the personal a. If it's just a random animal, particularly an animal that's kind of used for food or used for a practical purpose, then definitely not.
Okay.
Now, with the birthday cake that Maria Jose mentioned, she talked about tarta de cumpleaños. And that's how you would refer to birthday cake in Spain. However, in Latin America, you'd be more likely to say torta.
Torta.
And indeed, in some countries, you'd also mention the word pastel.
Pastel.
And it kind of depends on what the traditions are, what kind of cake is offered for a birthday cake. There are also the traditions, of course, of the piñata, where you hit normally some kind of animal and the sweets that are inside the animal all fall down. And that's particularly common in Latin America. Now it's time to look at the future tense, because quite a number of examples of the future tense were used in that dialogue. Let's begin by looking at what Andrew said when he said that we'll have a good time. He said, lo pasaremos muy bien.
Lo pasaremos muy bien.
Now, the infinitive of that verb is what?
Pasar.
Pasar. And notice where the ending is added. Pasaremos.
Pasaremos.
Okay, the ending's added onto
the end.
Yeah, onto the end of the infinitive. The stem, you remember when we were talking about forming verbs and we add the endings onto a stem. With the future tense, the stem is in fact the infinitive. And this goes for regular verbs. So let's take the verb hablar, which of course means
to speak.
And let's add the endings onto hablar. We've already learned that we ending, so the first person plural ending is hemos. How would you say, therefore, we will speak?
Hablaremos.
Hablaremos. Let's now learn all the parts of this. To begin with, I will speak as hablaré.
Hablaré.
You will speak, hablarás.
Hablarás.
He, she, or it will speak, hablará.
Hablará.
We will speak, we already know, hablaremos.
Hablaremos.
You will speak, hablaréis.
Hablaréis.
And they will speak, hablarán.
Hablarán.
So those endings are fairly what you would expect, no?
Yep.
Because they're the same patterns that we've been seeing before. So hablaré, hablarás, hablará.
Hablaré, hablarás, hablará.
Hablaremos, hablaréis, hablarán.
Hablaremos, hablaréis, hablarán.
Okay, now the good news is that ER and IR verbs form their futures in exactly the same way. So let's take, for example, a verb that's normally irregular in some tenses, but it's very regular in the future. And that's the verb pedir. Pedir means...
to ask.
Yeah. So to ask for, in a sense. So I will ask for would be...
pediré.
Pediré. I'll ask for a beer. Pediré una cerveza.
Pediré una cerveza.
Okay. You will ask for a mineral water.
Pedirás un agua mineral.
Pedirás un agua mineral. He, she, or it will ask for something.
Pedirá.
Pedirá. We will ask.
Pediremos.
You will ask.
Pediréis.
And they will ask.
Pedirán.
Okay. Pediré, pedirás, pedirá. Pediremos, pediréis, pedirán.
Pediré, pedirás, pedirá. Pediremos, pediréis, pedirán.
Muy bien. And let's take an ER verb. Let's take perder, which means...
to lose.
Yeah, well done. So, I will lose would be... Cara?
Perderé.
Perderé. You will lose...
perderás.
He, she, or it will lose...
perderá.
What about we will lose...
perderemos.
And you will lose...
perderéis.
And they will lose...
perderán.
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 Yeah. Obviously, you will pick this up from the context and you'll get much more used to it as time goes on. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, it's also important to remember that some verbs are regular in certain tenses. So we've already come across the verb estar, which we know is slightly irregular in certain tenses. For example, how do you say, I am in the office?
Estoy en la oficina.
Yeah. So estoy, I am, from estar. However, in the future, estar is perfectly regular, which means I will be is...
estaré.
Estaré. Just as María José said, la semana que viene estaré en Sevilla. I will be in Seville. How would she have said, I am going to be in Seville?
Voy a estar en Sevilla.
Sevilla. Exactly. Voy a estar en Sevilla. I am going to be in Seville. However, in the pure future tense, you would be saying, estaré en Sevilla.
Estaré en Sevilla.
Okay. Now, another thing that she said was, volveré el sábado. Volveré comes from which verb?
Volver.
Volver. And the E is added to the infinitive. So, volveré el sábado.
Volveré el sábado.
And what would that mean?
I'm going to come back on Saturday.
Yeah, you could translate it as that, but more accurately, it's I will come back, I will return on Saturday. And indeed, there are many, many romantic songs in Spanish. Volveré, I'll come back, or I'll return. Let's not go into that just now. Volveré el sábado, I will come back on Saturday. Now, these are verbs which in some tenses are irregular. There are other verbs which are slightly irregular in the future. However, even these verbs have regular endings. The bit that's irregular is the future stem. So rather than using the infinitive, which is the future stem for regular verbs, they have an irregular future stem. Let's look at the verb hacer. Hacer means...
to do or to make.
Yeah, and it's the verb that we use for weather. So let's think about how we would say, it will be very hot. It will be very hot becomes... hará.
Hará.
Now, that's not hacerá or anything like that, which is a wrong form. Hará is the irregular future tense of hacer. So the future stem is H-A-R. You drop the C and the E of hacer and it becomes hará.
Hará.
Now, probably at some point in the past, in the history of the Spanish language, it was hacerá, but that's been dropped because it's a very common verb. That's often what happens with irregular verbs. So we've got hará mucho calor.
Hará mucho calor.
How would you say it will be very windy?
Hará mucho viento.
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 Hará mucho viento.
Hará mucho viento.
Okay, how will you say we will do our homework?
Haremos nuestros deberes.
That's it. Haremos nuestros deberes. Now, just to run through the whole of the verb, it's haré, harás, hará, haremos, haréis, harán.
Haré, harás, hará, haremos, haréis, harán.
Okay, so you've picked up that the endings are identical to the other verbs we've already seen, es, a, hemos, es, han, but it's the future stem which changes for hacer. It becomes hará, haré, harás, hará, haremos, haréis, harán. And the same happens with the verb decir. Decir meaning?
To say.
In this case, the D-E-C-I-R of the infinitive becomes D-I-R in the future stem. So you get dire, dirás, dirá, diremos, diréis, dirán.
Dire, dirás, dirá, diremos, diréis, dirán.
Muy bien. Now, there are a few verbs which have other types of irregular future stems. But again, these follow patterns. We're going to cover one just now, and that's poder. Poder becomes P-O-D-R, and then your ending. So basically with that one, you drop the E of poder, and it becomes podré, podrás, podrá, podremos, podréis, podrán.
Podré. Podrás, podrá, podremos, podréis, podrán.
Okay, so when María José says, volveré el sábado, que es el día 23, I'll come back on the 23rd, on the Saturday the 23rd, así que podremos ir a la playa juntos el domingo. So we will be able to go to the beach together on Sunday. Así que podremos ir a la playa juntos el domingo.
Así que podremos ir a la playa juntos el domingo.
Exactly. Let's hear the conversation again at a more normal, natural speaking speed. ¿Cuándo es tu cumpleaños?
Mi cumpleaños es el 18 de marzo.
Y dime, para celebrar tu cumpleaños, ¿qué te gusta hacer?
Normalmente me gusta ver a mi familia y a mis amigos. Comemos mucha tarta de cumpleaños y después abro mis regalos.
Tu último cumpleaños, ¿qué recibiste como regalo?
Recibí un CD, unos zapatos, un libro y dos entradas al teatro.
¡Qué bien!
Ahora tú, ¿cuándo es tu cumpleaños?
Mi cumpleaños es la semana que viene. Es el 20 de agosto.
¡Qué bien! ¿Y qué vas a hacer?
Voy a celebrar mi cumpleaños con mis dos amigos. No tenemos clase y por eso vamos a ir a la playa.
Oye, hará mucho calor, ¿sabes?
Sí, lo sé, pero lo pasaremos muy bien. ¿Quieres venir tú también?
Lo siento, la semana que viene estaré en Sevilla para la boda de mi prima.
Pues quizás otro día.
Sí, volveré el sábado, que es el día 23, así que podremos ir a la playa juntos el domingo.
Perfecto. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.